Good morning. We're continuing with the cases of where a person missed the counting by night. So two scenarios come up. One is a case where a person has a suffix. He comes day 10. He can't remember did he count the day before or not. So based on what we're saying, we could say we have a sveik to allow him to make a bracha. First of all, it could be each day separate. And even if they are not separate, maybe he counted the previous day. And that'll be applied whether he has a suffix, whether he counted at all, whether he counted by night, whether he counted by day. All of those would be valid. Now, what about in a case where he forgot to count by night or by day, and he remembered Ben Hashmoshes at the end of day 9? In our example, at the end of day 9, he realized the sun goes down, it's Ben Hashmoshes, and he says, Oive, I forgot to count last night, I didn't count today, so you should count Ben Hashmoshes right now, because maybe it's still considered day 9. Ben Hashmoshes is a question whether it's day 9 or day 10, whether it's the previous day or the upcoming day. So on the possibility that it's day 9, let's do the mitzvah and count. What about counting onwards in these scenarios with a bracha? So we kind of said a case of sveika, a person can count onwards with a bracha. So even if he has a case of suffik, so we have two tzedakim why he could count with a bracha, and therefore he can count with a bracha, ongoing with a bracha. What about the case of ben hashmoshes? So first of all, even if he would say he could count with ongoing with a bracha, it's only because he's saying ben hashmoshes is yoim. If he counted one of the earlier nights, ben hashmoshes, it means he was saying ben hashmoshes is night. So that would be a stira in his own actions. You can't do that. So let's say on days 1 through 8, he's always marked with the count after Seisa Kachavim. And now on day 9, he counts Ben Hashmoshes going into day 10. So maybe it's day 9. And then from day 10 and onwards, he's going to count after Seisa Kachavim. So now we can argue that he has ability to make a bracha. So this is a machloikas where the person can make a bracha in that situation. Based on what we said before, that the Iker Pesach is really each day is separate, and we only have a Chumrah to be Machmer as long as there's an argument why a person should be able to make a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says a person can make a bracha in that situation on the subsequent nights. Okay, let's say a person made early Shabbos and he realized that he had not counted from the night before. So in our example, day 9 was Erev Shabbos. He makes early Shabbos, and then after he made early Shabbos, and it's still daylight outside, it's still daytime, he realizes, I didn't count last night. So he would count after he davened Ma'arav Shabbos, the number from the day before, and our example would be number 9, and then the subsequent days, he could count with a bracha. Okay, let's say a person missed totally, so you say he should not count with the bracha. It is preferable that he should have somebody else be motzi him with the bracha, but he should do his own counting. So somebody else will say the bracha and have in mind to be yotzi the bracha, but the counting will be done on his own. Okay. I want to point out that preferably the person should be standing when he says, when he counts svira. It is preferable to count svira bitzibur. If possible, the person dominating with the tzibur and count together with the sphere, there's a mile of doing that. If a person can't make it to shul, he can't make it to shul. But if he could do that, he should do that. In the bracha that he says, he should be aware before he says the bracha what the count is. He should not rely on the fact that he'll hear the number afterwards. The person should wait, and that's why we have the chazan says the numbers. Everybody else should know what the number is, but the chazan himself should first check what number it is and then count. So he's making the bracha. He's making bracha on, in the same way we have a locha that you hold the item in your hands when you make the bracha. So you're having the bracha to be chal on something over here. You have the number that you have in mind, and then you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. One interesting halacha case, let's say the person, the minig is that the shliach tzibur counts by the amud or the rav counts, and he himself missed the night, and he can't be yotze, he can't say the bracha himself. So what can he do? So preferably he should not daven for the amud in that situation. not to put himself in the situation where he's supposed to be mitzvah everybody and he can't. If a person davens for the yamen, he tells somebody else to say for him, or the rav says, I missed, and say for you. Somebody else will say the bracha and the count. Let's say the person is embarrassed to do that. So one suggestion a person can have is he can have, even though the person can't count himself, he can mitzvah somebody else in the bracha. Somebody else who needs to be, so you can ask somebody in the tzibur not to be, not to count on their own, not to say their own bracha, and he'll have in mind, so the shatz will have in mind, he might see barrel, he arranged a barrel beforehand, barrel, you should not say the bracha, I'll say the bracha for you, and then we'll both count, because the counting should be done by yourself, but I'll be mitzvah you in the bracha. So in the case of embarrassment, a person can, if he feels uncomfortable doing that, so that's one suggestion the place can have. Yerushalmi Zalman says, even furthermore, in a case where the Rav forgot, because the Ikar P'sak is that really each day is separate, because of the covet of the Rav and his embarrassment, we would allow him even to count because of the situation, because the Ikar P'sak is really you could count each day separately. That's a Chiddush. I'm not sure I would pass it like that, Halacha L'maisa, but it helps us understand clearly how far we take this idea of the Ikar P'sak. One last point, if a person counted on day 9, in our example, and he said the wrong number, he said 8, he forgot that it's number, and he the whole day he realized, he thought it was 8, he comes to Ma'ariv the next night, and they count 10 in the shul, and says, oy vey, I counted the wrong number. He counted, but he counted the wrong number. So counting the wrong number has the same equivalent status as if he did not count at all, and therefore, in that situation, a person would be, as if he skipped a day, with all of the subsequent halachas of skipping a day. Have a good Moed, have a good Yom Tov, and Be'ez Hashem, after Yom Tov, we will start again with the halachas of Chai Adam. And maybe the other halachas of Sirus Armor we will cover in a different opportunity. Kol Tov.